Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, restorative justice is the idea that someone who has committed a crime and the victim of that crime can come face to face. The offender gets to find out how the victim feels. The victim gets to present them with the human reality of what they've done. A restorative justice scheme is being operated in Ireland as part of what's called a youth diversion scheme for young offenders. But decreasing numbers of those young offenders are being put forward for restorative justice. So what's going wrong? Dr. Ian Martyr is a lecturer in criminology at Maynooth University, and he joins us now on News Talk. Good afternoon, Ian.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Now, in an ideal situation, how is restorative justice supposed to work?
So restorative justice is a process whereby victims of crime and the people responsible for the crime are offered the opportunity to speak to each other, whether in a meeting or indirectly. The idea being that both parties can talk about what happened and why, and also play an active role in talking about what needs to happen next. And so usually there's some kind of agreement as to what needs to happen to make amends for the harm and find a positive way forward, stop it from happening again.
And when we say what happens next, what kinds of things might that be?
Oh, it can be all sorts of things. So, I mean, depending on the nature of the offense and the needs of the victim, it can be, you know, more sort of tangible reparation, including, you know, compensation for damage that's done, or alternatively, you know, sort of community service or direct service to the victims of crime. Also, you can have more intangible outcomes, including apologies, assurances of future behavior, lots of things that, you know, it might be counterintuitive for some of your listeners, but actually in practice are really, really important to victims of crime. And indeed also, and especially in, you know, youth diversion, you're looking at what needs to happen to stop it from occurring again. And so that can involve referrals to youth work, drug support, you know, other rehabilitative interventions.
And does this happen before the person is prosecuted for the crime or afterwards?
So in general, restorative justice can happen at any point in the criminal justice process, because as I say, it's really about offering a victim and a perpetrator, and indeed other people as well, so their families can be involved, but it's offering them an opportunity to have that conversation. So in theory, it could happen even with things that aren't crimes, say there's a conflict within a neighborhood, all the way through to extremely serious crime post-sentence. And I know you're particularly interested in youth diversion, I believe. So, I mean, in that case, what happens in Ireland is that the guards make the decision to divert a young person from court, and then the police officer who is responsible for working with that young person, the juvenile liaison officer, would make a decision as to how to undertake that support and work with the young person. And at that point, under the Children Act, they're able to use their mediation training, their restorative practices training, to bring together, as I say, the young person with their family and the victim and other significant people.
And so for the young person, I suppose a judgment would be made, was this a one-off, and perhaps can we avoid them having some sort of criminal record?
Yeah, and again, you know, the decision whether or not to divert someone from prosecution is separate to the decision to use restorative justice. So the Garda Youth Diversion Office assesses almost all young people as to whether or not they're suitable potentially for a youth caution. And then once that decision is made, the juvenile liaison officer can opt to offer restorative justice to that victim or to that perpetrator. Now, that being said, restorative justice can also happen at other points in the process with young people. So, for example, in Ireland, if a young person is sent to court and prosecuted and is found guilty or pleads guilty, then young person's probation can be asked by the judge to try and organize restorative justice at that point.
Now, obviously, not everyone wants to take part in this. You can see perhaps for many victims, depending on the crime, they mightn't want to meet the perpetrator. From the perpetrator's point of view, to put it crassly, what's in it for them?
Yeah, so as you say, restorative justice is entirely voluntary for all parties. And one thing that's really interesting is that when I describe restorative justice to people, immediately people find it difficult to think about, like, why would anyone want to do that? But actually what you find in practice is really quite high rates of participation. And so, for example, an early evaluation of the use of restorative justice in the Youth Diversion Program in Ireland found 73% of cases with identified victims, those victims want to participate. Now, from the perpetrator's side, again, there may be all sorts of different reasons that they might want to participate. They might genuinely, you know, think it's the right thing to do. They might think that it could be beneficial for them going forward. And they may want to have their say as well, you know, in terms of just a chance to express why they did what they did, what they think needs to happen going forwards.
Now, and as you know, this report's being presented to the Oireachtas that found about a third of young people under this scheme weren't suitable. What's gone wrong there?
Yeah, well, I think that's specifically in terms of young people not being suitable for the diversion program rather than not being suitable for restorative justice. So now my understanding is that the more serious the offense or the longer the criminal history of the person, the less likely they are to be found suitable. Or alternatively, it may be, you know, other reasons such as, you know, no further action should be taken and so on.
Right. OK. So does that just then imply there's an increase in people committing quite serious offenses?
No, I'm not sure about that. I mean, you know, there was in some of the recent reporting, it was noted that some serious offenses were rising in the police recorded crime. But my suspicion, strong suspicion, is that that does not reflect a rise in serious offending. Because what we also know is that in the last couple of years, there has been changes in the way that the guards record offenses, and also there's changes in the likelihood of people reporting. So this is, you know, a phenomenon that exists internationally in criminology, is what's called the dark figure of crime. And that's all those offenses that are either not reported by people to the police, or that for whatever reason, the police don't record. And what we've seen in recent years is that, for example, with sexual offenses, people are more likely to report those to the police. So if the police recorded numbers of sexual offenses are rising, that does not necessarily indicate that the actual incidences of those offenses are rising, but rather it could indicate that people are more likely to report them. And this is something that, you know, there hasn't been specific research on in Ireland, but is also happening in other countries where there has been specific research.
Right. OK, so I suppose that then in terms of restorative justice, then it doesn't imply one way or the other whether it's actually working or not.
Well, in terms of restorative justice, again, you know, any possible offense could be suitable at any stage in the process. So, you know, it's important to avoid conflating restorative justice with diversion, because diversion and youth cautions, it's a question of, is it absolutely necessary to prosecute this person in order to prevent more harm in the future? Whereas with restorative justice, it's a question of, would the victim, perpetrator, and other significant people possibly benefit from being offered the opportunity to speak to each other? So restorative justice for very serious offenses, that wouldn't necessarily happen as a diversion from court. But as we've seen increasingly in Ireland, even, you know, offenses of homicide, very serious violence, where people do end up being prosecuted and either are given community sentences or even prison sentences, those victims can still be offered the opportunity to meet with that person. And that person can also be given that choice if they would like to do that.
But in Ireland at the moment, regardless of the age of the offender, is that the norm now, or is it cherry picked to some degree?
Yeah. Restorative justice is increasingly available, but it's mostly not offered to people. And that's partly because, you know, Ireland is only just building the capacity to deliver that service. So, for example, in the last couple of years, the probation service has been training its staff to deliver more and more restorative processes. And that means that they have the capacity to deliver it in cases where victims ask for it or where the judge requests that it's offered. This would be post-sentence. So the person has already been convicted and sentenced. But not very many victims and judges know about it. So the numbers are still quite small. And I suppose what I would like to see is enough capacity to be able to offer this to everyone so that people have the information and the opportunity to determine whether restorative justice is right for them.
Is it offered to everyone in any other countries?
Yeah, so there are countries where it is much better integrated into the criminal justice system. So, for example, in New Zealand, for everyone who goes to court, whether under 18 or over 18, there is a requirement that restorative justice is offered in between conviction and sentencing. And also, New Zealand has services that cover the entire country, that cover every point in the criminal justice process, and that would include also as a diversion from court. Now, interestingly, Northern Ireland is one of the jurisdictions where restorative justice is very well integrated into the youth justice system, insofar as it is an option for young people as a diversion from court. And also, again, there is this legal requirement, like in New Zealand, for restorative justice to be offered for young people in between conviction and sentencing. So that means every time someone goes to court who's under 18 and pleads guilty, apart from in cases where there's a mandatory life sentence, like murder, for example, the judge is required to postpone sentencing so that the youth conferencing professionals can offer restorative justice to the young person and to the victim in cases with an identified victim at that point.
Dr. Ian Marder is a lecturer in criminology at Maynooth University and a member of the Restorative Justice Strategies for Change project. Ian, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.